In news and notes this week, I was out at an event this week and heard a rumor that not only got me pretty excited, but that I just had to share with you this week, so made a few phone calls. Turns out that not only has leftover salmon been re-energized on the road the past year, but there is in fact a new album in the works. I made a couple of calls and got hold of band manager John Joy at Red Underground, who confirmed the news is now public. Drew Emmett announced it from the stage recently. And yes, we can expect a new Leftover Salmon album, hopefully in time for next year's summer festival season. That's the plan right now anyway. Seems if everything goes according to plan, they'll be getting into the studio sometime around Thanksgiving this year. Colorado Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Richie Furay broke some pretty big news while at Bonnaroo this year with former Colorado resident Stephen Stills and their pal Neil Young, the three of whom make up the classic band Buffalo Springfield from some 40-some-odd years ago. According to Richie Furay in a video that you can find on YouTube from Bonnaroo, the band will tour this fall over 30 dates in September, October, November, and it does appear, in fact, there'll be a Red Rock show on the tour, so be looking for that. And, excuse me, there'll also be a new album coming out from Buffalo Springfield. We'll be looking for that one, too. Speaking of Red Rocks, culturemob.com has listed our very own major concert venue among the 11 best in the United States, stating that because no one would ever agree on which one is the best, they've listed them all alphabetically. So we know that Red Rocks is number one. All the other concert venues in the country can go from number 2 to number 11, and we'll just leave it at that. Fans of Denver-based Dovekins have something new to be happy about. They've got a brand new album up at daytrotter.com that you can download. You'll also find some live recordings there from the likes of Nathaniel Rateliff and others, so check that out. Big news from Dovekins. And finally this week, A Shoreline Dream got a new video out of a song they recorded 4 years ago called Ukraine. They're getting ready for their new album, set to be released this September.